Hey everyone, hope you're well and welcome to today's edition of the Damon Does Trading Podcast. Okay, so today we are going to be looking at the whole area. No, we're not going to be looking at the whole area actually, because you'd be here all day. But we're talking about routine in trading. You know, do you have a routine? When I first started trading, I remember, being sat at the desk, you'd start early in the morning. It'd be like the FTSE 100 or the Euro US dollar. You'd, grab a bowl of cereal. You'd still be in your pajamas and you'd kind of like sit at the desk. You'd eat your cereal. I was just about to say you eat your pajamas and put on your cereal. you kind of eat your cereal. The bowl stays there. There might be like an empty cold mug of tea. And, come like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you realize you're still there and actually not a great deal has been done. And you're kind of still scratching your head. You might still be waiting to take a trade because you've talked yourself out of a half a dozen entries and or you've taken losing positions, etc. And you kind of wonder where your whole day has gone and what the hell you're doing there, sat wasting your life away looking at these strange things on your computer screen. Now, that is completely normal, okay? So don't, if you're still doing that, please don't panic, okay? Unless, of course, you're in, you've gone to work on the bus or public transport in your pajamas with a bowl of cereal in your hand and you're actually in a workplace. That would possibly be a little bit odd. But the point being is if you're at home, you've got to have a routine, okay? This is, I believe, it's a really important area that you've got to develop a routine around your trading before trading consumes you, okay? Really kind of takes you over and kind of just takes over every single compartment of your life. And it's really not fair of it to do that or correct. Now, there's two kind of camps that are going to develop here. There's those that are at home, either working from home or trying to develop as a trader from home versus those that are going to a workplace and are maybe trading from work. Okay, there is a third, which of course is part of the first one, which is if you're trading at home, but it's in the evening, it's the same thing, okay? It's equally as important to have a routine that you stick to. So, I don't know, like a sample routine would possibly be like, you're up Monday to Friday. Remember, that's your working week. You've got to, if you are serious about your trading, okay, and a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about is from a day trader's point of view, but the same goes for if you're an evening trader or, and I'll talk about work-based traders in a short while. But if you're at home, then you've got to develop a routine. It's like being a self-employed business, okay? You make the choice. It doesn't have to be at 8 a.m. when the market's open. It could be 9 a.m., for example. Probably about a decade ago, I used to have to do the school run. So I'd literally be out the door at maybe 10 past eight to take the kids, to school. And then I'd be back maybe about like quarter to 10 to nine, depending on traffic, etc. So really trading the open was just not a thing for me. I couldn't do it. And it was never really kind of going to happen. So I didn't bother. It doesn't stress me. It just didn't bother. But before that, when I first started trading, then, that was when it would be like PJs on, cereal at the desk. You kind of wait till 2-3 in the afternoon. It's like, oh, crap, I've got to go and get changed. And where's the day gone? And wow, okay. This happens, but you've got to kind of develop your routine. So, for example, if you start at, say, 9 a.m., doesn't matter, 10 a.m., it really doesn't matter. As long as you've got, like, if you know that, say, the morning markets are your thing, then that's cool. So you could start at, say, 9 a.m. and do it till 11 a.m., okay, and then you break out, maybe half 11 tops. Then you break for lunch, and then you've got the afternoon markets would start, say, for example, 2:30. I'm talking UK times, by the way. And then you would trade maybe till 4:30, 5 o'clock, okay. What I'm suggesting there is that, try and break your sessions into like 2.5 hours maximum long, because your concentration cannot span that long, okay? And if you ask yourself this question, anytime you've been stuck in a sideways moving trade, you know, you get tired very, very quickly trying to make decisions, and it just kind of knocks the stuffing out of you. So try and keep your trade sessions down to 2.5 hours. And then you've got to try and reduce the amount of decision making that you've got to do in that session. So that's another topic for another day. But, you know, if you are an evening trader, then it's, you know, it's fairly easy because you can say, right, okay, I'm going to start at 7 p.m. and I'm going to go through till 9 p.m. Okay, that's kind of, you know, it's fairly easy to kind of, you know, nail that one down. And if you're at work, possibly this is the most difficult area, because depending on how much you're supervised or whether it's indeed safe to trade, then you might actually have a more sporadic entry into the markets. But, you know, you would be able to nail it down by depending on what time frame you're on. You know, if you're on an hourly time frame, you could set an alarm at 5:02 every hour. If you're on the 4-hour time frame, you could set an alarm like 10 minutes before, just so you know, to look at the charts. And I don't know how that's going to work in the workplace. You know, if you work for yourself and are in an office, then it's easy. But if, you know, you're not, and it's, you know, in a more sort of, not like a call center type layout, you know, where there's like a lot of people around and there's supervisors, etc. I don't know, that could be difficult or challenging. But I guess, you know, if that was me in that position, I would probably switch to evening trading, which again is a difficulty in itself, because, you know, you do a full day at work and then, you know, come home and you're tired, you know, from your full day at work. And it's almost like not impossible, but quite a challenge to trade in the evenings. So that in itself is, I think those traders that are in that situation are probably the most challenged of all. I don't know. I would love to hear from people in that situation, because it's like how they kind of, maneuver themselves to get into a position. When I was working for a living, you know, quite a long time ago now, I was very fortunate because I was what they call a business development manager. So I could run my own diary. And what I used to do was kind of set my appointments. The first appointment in central London would be at like 11 a.m. in the morning, and my last would be at like around 3 p.m. But I used to cram like literally 5 appointments into that like 4.5 hours. And that meant that I could trade, you know, the early session and then also the late session. So, you know, I kind of molded my work situation around that. Then, of course, I left that position and was at home trading. And that's where initially, you know, you've got the pajamas and the bowl of cereal. Then the kids got to school age, and yeah, then it was like you got a routine then. And my routine used to be like I would literally trade up until about 11 a.m. And at that point, unless I was in a trade, I would be straight into my cycling gear, and I would literally, you know, head out into, you know, the back roads and the, you used to have quite a nice cycle route along the estuary at in Kent. And, you know, used to go on like a 10 to 15 mile cycle ride just to, you know, break that monotony of the trading day. And then it would be come back and eat and, yeah, and then wait for the afternoon markets. And then you've got the school run at whatever time, I can't remember what time it was, but, okay, you know, it was sort of middle of the afternoon. And then, yeah, the kids had swimming clubs and all the rest of it. So you kind of mold your trading day around what else is going on. Now, of course, these days, I don't have any of those things. So, you know, structure is so important. And, you know, if you've watched the YouTube channel, Damon Does Trading, and if you haven't, please head on to YouTube, Damon Does Trading, and please consider subscribing. It's, you know, that'd be awesome. But, routine now kind of, weirdly, it kind of works around the weather. And that is, you know, in the summer months, it is like excruciatingly hot from a very early time. So like from about 10:30 in the morning, you know, onwards, you kind of suffering. So I can kind of do chores or renovations because we live in a renovation project. So it's, you know, as an ex-builder, yeah, I'm trying to do bits and bobs going on. You know, I can realistically only kind of work on the property up until about 11 a.m. before the heat just gets too much. And then everything shuts down at lunchtime anyway, 12 till like half two. And then you got the afternoon session. So for me personally, you know, the afternoon session is the realistic one to do because, you know, after 3 o'clock, you don't want to be out in the sun because it's just too hot. Only the tourists go out in the sun. We, you know, locals tend to know just to stay out of it. So we kind of, you know, you're indoors, air-conned, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's the best time for me to trade. Now, of course, it's heading into our very, very short winter, which is great. We tend to have sort of like a medium autumn, and we tend to have a longer autumn and a longer spring than, say, the UK, and definitely a longer summer as well. But the winter is like incredibly short, which is awesome. But you know, during those times, so like now I can trade the DAX if I want to in the morning, and also Wall Street in the afternoon, should I choose to, because not only that, because I've now got an expanded amount of time to do renovation stuff. So, you know, I can, yeah, there's no sort of big hurry or compressed time. So why am I telling you all this? Well, the point is I'm kind of molding my day, you know, my training time around what I'm doing on the day. So what that means is that you've got a routine and you've just got to mold it around your current situation. What I've just discussed there is probably about four or five different routines that I've had across my trading career, and they've all changed, and some are similar but just a little bit changed, and you've got to do exactly the same. You've just got to kind of, you know, switch around and mold, and, you know, kind of just work around what your, you know, your normal day looks like. Is I find it, you know, it's, if you try and do it the opposite way, where you kind of try and mold your day around the trading day, that's where trading takes you over. And that's a really challenging place to get to, because it's a very difficult one to get out to. It becomes a habit and you kind of just sit there and you end up like comatose looking at charts and kind of not really doing a lot. And, you know, it's just a difficult one to get out of. And it's, you know, you've just got to kind of, you know, as I say, in my experience, I find it better to mold my trading around my day. You know, whatever it is I'm doing in, if you like, the personal side, you know, whatever you're doing on that side, you mold the trading around that. And I just find it a lot more stress-free. You know, just, it means I can get to the markets. I can trade because I've got nothing else going on. I've got no distractions going on. And it's just much easier to approach the markets in that way. And that's what you've got to look for in your trading. You develop a routine, you know, and if you're up and, you know, if you're still progressing in trading, what you've got to allow yourself time is, you know, like you might allow yourself 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, but also allow yourself separate time for education and learning. So if you're going to watch, say, for example, some of my YouTube videos, I would suggest not doing that during your trading time, okay? Trading is for trading, okay? And the reason for that is because, you know, if you're watching a video on, say, I don't know, moving stops, all of a sudden you want to try it out. You're kind of like, great, I've just watched a video, and you don't quite understand it because you've watched it, and then you kind of, right, there's a trade, I'm just going to try this. You might get away with it, but the fact is the knowledge hasn't sufficiently gone in, so I would always say have a time for knowledge. You know, maybe that's between 11 a.m. and midday, each Monday to Friday, or maybe it's like, you know, 1 till 3. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's your routine. But keep that separate from your trading time. You know, trading is for trading. Knowledge is for knowledge. You know, do them at separate times. Okay, make notes, then bring them to the screen, and then work out how you're going to implement them in your trading. I always think that, you know, by mixing trading and learning time, probably not the best idea, because that's where confusion creeps in, and kind of you just, I don't know, like just, yeah, I think you can get easily confused or easily sidetracked or distracted. I think possibly it's not the best use. Whereas, yeah, because if you are, yeah, so like me as a full-time trader, you know, you've got to be at the charts and you've got to be waiting for that opportunity. So, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is get sucked into something that's going to absorb your attention for like 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time. Because, you know, your trade could like trigger and go off during that time and you're kind of left like, oh, damn, I was watching that video and kind of like, now I've missed the trade. Just focus on trading during trade time and, you know, knowledge stuff and learning at another separate time that you've put in place. And you know, it just makes your life so much easier. Give yourself a routine, give yourself a structure and build from that. And I think that's, you know, would be so incredibly useful for a lot of, you know, especially newer traders, but also probably some experienced traders as well. But it is such a key area to kind of have and just make sure you've got that routine drilled down. Okay, so I hope that's useful and thank you for listening. I do appreciate it and I'll see you on the next podcast. Until then, take care.